It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in New York City, where a few million people line the streets as many more watch on TV across America the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There are floats, balloons, clowns, and marching bands. We've seen balloons including SpongeBob SquarePants, Bluey, Ada Twist Scientist, and Grogu, better known as Baby Yoda. Performers at this year's parade include Paula Abdul, Dionne Warwick, Big Time Rush, and Blanco Brown. And later this hour, the man himself, Santa, makes his big appearance as we kick off the holiday season.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers outside in the parade on 6th Avenue. President Biden is celebrating Thanksgiving on Nantucket in Massachusetts. He just visited a firehouse. He called again for stricter gun laws after two more mass shootings in recent days.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick.
Now, the president said he's going to try again to get Congress to ban them, though Republicans have resisted, saying it infringes on law-abiding citizens' rights. There was a vigil last night in Chesapeake, Virginia, the night after the manager at a Walmart shot six co-workers and killed them and wounded six more.
I can't believe somebody would have that much viciousness in their heart to just shoot everybody like that.
Today marks 9 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, where a lot of people are in the dark without running water after another Russian barrage.
70 missiles were launched at Ukraine yesterday. Many were intercepted, but 20 got through, leaving 10 dead and dozens injured in Kyiv alone. Power, heat, water, communications, they were knocked out here and nationwide, only now slowly being restored as Moscow targets the energy civilian infrastructure.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More Americans are on the road today traveling for Thanksgiving. Last night in Chicago, a disaster. A speeding car going the wrong way crashed into seven other cars.
The Dodge Charger immediately caught fire upon impact, and the two occupants of that Dodge Charger were pronounced on the scene.
In addition to those two who were killed, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says six adults and two children were injured. Ford is not giving thanks for this. A big recall. The automaker needs to repair 634,000 SUVs worldwide, Bronco Sports and Escapes, model years 2020 through 23. The problem? They could have cracked fuel injectors that could spill fuel or leak vapors onto the engines, sparking fires. Ford, as a result, reports that's happened more than 20 times. Repairs are not available yet, but owners will be notified next month. Today's turkey feast comes with a side of pigskin, a football triple header that starts next hour.
If the NFL postseason started this week, five of the six teams in action today would qualify for the playoffs. And the only team playing today not on that list, the Lions, have won three straight games. Detroit will start the day off at home against 7-3 Buffalo. It's actually the Bills' second game in Detroit in 5 days, after the massive snowstorm in upstate New York last week forced the Bills and Browns to relocate to Ford Field. At 4:30 Eastern on Fox, it's an NFC East showdown, with the Cowboys hosting the Giants. Both teams are 7-3 and 2 games behind the division-leading Eagles. The Thanksgiving nightcap features the 8-2 Vikings, with the second-best record in the NFC, facing the Patriots. New England is 6-4, just a game out of first place in the AFC East. Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
To everyone outside the U.S., football is what they play at soccer's World Cup. So far today, Switzerland beat Cameroon 1-0. Uruguay and South Korea played to a 0-0 draw. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.